Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
My friend Jane provides this illustration of true educational consistency. I admire Jane because she's put a lot of time into being trained to personally help her children with severe learning issues. She and her husband made their home the base of learning. She paid for some help for the children, but more importantly, she paid for help to train herself. It costs less in time and money to send yourself to an expert and then use that knowledge to help all of your children rather than send them to individuals. Jane's educational epiphany came from her grandmother and milking the cow. On the day her grandmother died, the cow got milked. On the day all the relatives came for the funeral, the cow got milked. No matter what happened, the cow got milked. Are our children somehow of less value than a cow? So the first step to any kind of success is to act consistently. So every day we read. Every day we work math problems. Every day we learn how to lead a family. Every day we learn how to rise above our natural tendencies. By acting this way through the first few formative years, a pattern is established, and our children become part of the family team rather than a force that saps our parental strength. It's the parent's attitude that fosters competency through consistency. If you don't want to milk the cow, don't be surprised at loud moaning and raucous behavior coming from the barn. The Lord asks us to pray for daily bread and tells us that His mercies are new every morning. Consistency is what allows humans to write great books, become life-saving surgeons, send projects into space, or become the next Michael Jordan. Lifetime learners know when the work is done, the fun's begun.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit ClassicalConversations.com. That's ClassicalConversations.com.